Okay, this is Jarrell of Dudes and Dorks. So today is Microsoft Day for E3. I'm actually somewhat excited about what transpired. We have like a host of games coming out. They like pretty much announced that they have acquired a ton of new studios. Oh, not really a ton, but like a good amount. And like starting with like Initiative, Undead Labs, Playground Games, Ninja Theory, Compulsion Games, and just like constant bombardment with like how they're focusing on like game content and solid storytelling, which they actually needed to take a page up of, judging from like how Sony's been handling things this past year or so, especially when like they dropped God of War, which has been amazing, along with Horizon Zero Dawn last year, which I still feel should be like game of the year, but Persona 5 was great too. But going like getting back on Microsoft's base, they highlighted one of their biggest highlights there on partnership with Bethesda and just like debuting Fallout 76, which is pretty much gonna be four times the size of Fallout 4. In its own right, it was pretty big in like itself. So I'm more so excited like how they're gonna handle the suits, like the enemy bases, like the lighting has just like come off as phenomenal, and it's set as a prequel before all the other Fallout games, which has my interest down like right off the bat. Like going from there, they have what they highlighted in me that caught my attention was Crackdown 3 with Terry Crews. A lot of his fans wanted him in Overwatch for like the past year, but I guess he couldn't work anything out with Blizzard, so instead he actually moved on with Microsoft that has him starring in like Crackdown 3, and is so hilarious and fits the aesthetic of that game like right off the bat. Following that, we have Microsoft pulling out like a good shot at with Kingdom Hearts 3. So now going off of that, highlighting the trailer, hands down, must buy. Nothing else. And also going off of showing the DLC that they have for Sea of Thieves coming out, like I believe it's three new stories that's coming into it. I'm pretty impressed by it. Seems like well written, characters look great, lighting, everything. And going off again, we have The Division 2. I was personally like very eager for the first Division, but it didn't hold too well in my eyes. So them actually like pushing the envelope and like showcasing that, seems like they're really trying to push that going forth. Alright, touching back onto more of the like Japanese games that they have like coming out. Devil May Cry 5. Devil May Cry 4, like with narrow storytelling, was a bit of a downside in my point, and it seems like they're trying really, really hard this time with a new main character, but also like slowly teasing at Dante at the end of the trailer. Can't be a Devil May Cry game without him overall, but it's such a great time to see Capcom is taking more of a role with their games and letting everyone know that they're not gonna disappoint their fans with this, because this is like one of their highlight franchises now, next to Monster Hunter and Street Fighter of all times. Microsoft also put out that the Cuphead sequel will be coming out next year, and they introduced a new character with Miss Chalice. So it seems like there might be some three player action going in. So you just have Cuphead, Mugman, and Miss Chalice. I'm banking on that game being incredibly hard, because you can't follow up with something mediocre. Oh my gosh. And well, finally, one thing that I want to talk about and like really, 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 really emphasize on is with Bandai Namco debuting Jump Force. Boy, I have no idea what that game is going to be dealing with, but I'm hype as hell as being an anime fan, especially of the Naruto and Naruto DBZ series and One Piece. And for them to to end that trailer with Light and Ryuk chilling on top of a building, I hope to God that he is the antagonist. That would immediately make that game more interesting. I don't care about playing with Goku. I had too much Goku in my life. Goku's an idiot. I stand by that. Naruto, my boy, but boy, this game is gonna look amazing. All right, so ending the episode, I'm Jarrell, Dudes and Dorks. Follow us on Twitter, Dudes and Dorks, and hit me up on Instagram at Trini, TRINI_KAMON. You guys be good. Laters.